104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Easton Eats, and I will be your host for the day, Jack Armstrong. So, there comes a time in every college student's life when instant ramen and canned soups just aren't really cutting it anymore. We all need something new, a way to break the norm, per se. And that's what I hope to accomplish with this. The city of Easton is a wonderful place filled with diverse communities and cuisines. So, every week I plan to go out to one of these places with a guest and let you know about our experiences. You know, maybe you also need to try something new during these uncertain times with the COVID pandemic. Or maybe you forgot your 25th anniversary that was this weekend and need to quickly come up with a dinner plan last minute. In any case, I welcome you to come along for the ride and discover Easton's culinary world. Welcome to Easton Eats. So, for the very first episode today, we want to kick things off with a bang. Something that makes you pop. And for that, we decided to go to the Tandoor Grill on North 3rd Street. And my first guest today is one of my very good friends and a fellow foodie in grime. He is an avid fan of jazz music, having composed and performed some original pieces for Lafayette's Jazz Combo. I am here with Zachary Freihider. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jack. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. This is the very first show, so I appreciate you being my guinea pig for this little operation.
I appreciate you having me.
So, let's kick things off with the Tandoori Grill. So this is an Indian place. Now, I, for one, I absolutely love Indian cuisine. Like, I cannot get enough of it.
I love it so much. You know, at home, my mom doesn't like Indian food, so at Lafayette, I definitely overcompensate.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. But me and my family, like, we all love Indian. We all love going out and trying new places. I am from Atlanta, so there's sort of a very rich community of different identities and cultures there. So really, really fortunate that I could go out there. But the Tandoor Grill, this is an all-in-one kind of restaurant. They have everything from North to South Indian cuisine. Everything is made in-house, and I believe it's actually run by one chef.
Yeah, I think it was one chef, which is nuts.
It's crazy. So, starting first off, I mean, it's right there on the square, right smack dab in the middle of Easton. So you have instant access to it. You have access to all of the different restaurants, but parking, admittedly, can be a bit of a hassle.
Yeah, there's a parking garage probably around two blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do that, or you can pray that you get a spot on the street.
Yeah, we unfortunately took our chances with on-street parking and had a little bit of a rough time.
Yeah.
But you know what? We made it work. We had a reservation, and we were ready to go. They had everything prepared for us, everything from the menus, the whole seating arrangement, and we were ready to go. I think probably the thing you notice about it is that it was quite nice. Like, it was had like a modern feel for the interior, and the owner, the waitress there was super, super nice, mm-hmm. very respectful.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree with that. When you walk in, and it's a bit smaller than you would expect.
Absolutely.
We only have a couple tables because, as you know, we're one chef, so they're really trying to get everything done, but they're very hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
They always come out to ask how everything's doing, and it's just a wonderful environment.
Exactly, and I think I totally agree with that that smaller design. It not only allows the chef to sort of accommodate more people's personal needs, but it also has a bit of that homey, almost family environment to it. As you were saying, everything is like to the customer's order. Everything from the spice level, flavors, the ingredients, it is all there for you. I think we started off the night with like a round of mango lassis, like this delicious mango yogurt-based smoothie. Wow.
Yeah, that was amazing. And for those who don't know, the reason why it's yogurt-based is because of the Indian spices that they use. Yogurt actually counteracts them, so you're able to drink yogurt so you feel less spicy compared to sometimes water, where even if they use some certain types of oils, it won't work. So that's why some people will go and get the mango lassi, and it helps that it also just tastes out of this world.
Absolutely. And what you were saying about spice, like, yeah, especially here. I'd actually argue that many of the spice levels that most traditional restaurants have is sort of on the lower end of what Tandoori Grill has to offer. But hey, you know, I am a complete psychopath and decided I wanted to go spicy.
Yeah, you went spicy, I went medium, but I took quite a couple of spoonfuls from you, so I understand how that was.
I gave you a run for your money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have everything from no spice level to mild, medium, spicy, and Indian spicy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what they have in the Indian spice. Like,
I
want
to try that next time I'm there.
Maybe we build up our spice tolerance, and towards the end of the semester, we go out and boldly take on this challenge.
Yeah.
On top of that, they had a wide range of different cuisines to choose from, because it ranged from the entire region of India.
Yeah.
They had everything from chicken dishes to lamb and goat. They had vegetarian options. They had even straight up like rice dishes.
Yeah, and they had their sizzler dishes too, which just came out like a kebab. We didn't get those. Our one friend who we also went with, she got, you know, like this giant like chicken on drumsticks.
Everything that was in there was actually cooked in an actual tandoor, which, for those who don't know, it's actually, it actually was based in India. It is like a cylindrical metal or clay oven, and they use that to cook everything. They usually stick the meat in little kebabs and have it hanging right over the intense heat of this oven, and how they cook naan, they just basically take the dough and slap it right onto the side. It is so interesting and so fascinating. The food definitely came out amazingly.
Yeah, it couldn't have come out better.
What did you get?
I got my go-to whenever I go to Indian restaurants. I love my lamb Rogan Josh, and that is always my go-to for Indian food, and they delivered completely. It was just amazing.
I decided to go for a lamb korma dish. It is very near and dear to my heart. It was actually one of the very first Indian dishes I tried out with my family, and I mean, I just fell head over heels for lamb. It is my favorite meat.
I love lamb. actually, the lamb Rogan Josh was also my first Indian food I ever got. I went as a junior in high school. My mom was gone for the weekend, and my uncle and aunt and grandparents took me out to Indian food, and they told me to get that, and it's just been my hit since.
Oh, yeah. Everything that we ordered also came with basmati rice, so definitely able to help lessen the intensity of some of the heat that we were getting. But make no mistake, we were sweating and crying. It was absolutely crazy. But you know what? We also got a couple of other dishes to sort of counteract that intensity of the heat. I do believe we got like two orders of different naan there. We had a garlic naan and I believe
it was like a stuffed naan with like herbs and everything.
Yeah, it was like a keema naan, I believe it was called. It was stuffed like minced meat, herbs, vegetables, onions, and it was all seasoned to perfection.
So good.
Indian is definitely among one of my favorite dinner options to choose from.
Yeah.
As I said, I had it for quite a long time with my family. It's actually sort of a tradition where someone usually, when they are turning another year old on their birthday, they get Indian takeout, and we all have a wonderful time. It is so much fun, and it's also, you know, we try to shake things up and try something new every time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the dishes that was definitely sort of out of the ordinary for me was a palak paneer. That was basically it was definitely a vegetarian dish. Everything was like sautéed, like mixed greens, and had like little cubed chunks of cheese in it, and it was, oh my goodness, I don't even know how to describe that.
That sounds so good. I'm jealous. You're making me hungry now.
we just try to make things interesting, make things special, especially you know during the COVID-19 pandemic, especially the very early months.
Oh yeah, I mean. You just sort of rely on food. It becomes, you know, a comfort. That's sort of a constant. We always, when I was, you know, before the pandemic, my family
such an uncertain time, but also, it also in many cases brought us together. We sort of, you know, found that got that newfound like appreciation for what we have, and appreciation for all the different opportunities we have to try new things and get outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah, especially I felt with the coming together, so many people were coming together for local restaurants,
mm-hmm.
especially during that time, local businesses always trying to support locally and just ordering from them so they would stay afloat.
Yeah, I definitely had a couple of favorite local restaurants in my hometown. They closed down. There was like a wonderful little burger shop that actually my brother worked at, and they actually had a lamb burger. So you can imagine my dismay when I had realized that, you know, they just closed down.
We had one of the places right. It was one of my friends from high school. Her father
mm-hmm.
and mother owned it, and her father was the chef. It was this great little Italian place, and it had a veal osso buco at a price you just could not beat. And I remember getting it. I told my mom, like, in August, our power got knocked out, but their power was still there at the restaurant. I said, can we get that? And my mom said, sure. And thank goodness we did, because 2 days later, the restaurant closed out, and I was like,
oh, wow.
At least I got it one more time.
one last big hurrah. Yeah, but anyway, back to the Tandoor Grill. So, yeah, it really really put us through our paces. I think the friend that joined us actually tried a little bit of the spicy lamb korma, and
yeah.
I don't know for certain, but I'm pretty sure she cried.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
A little tear.
Just shed a single tear, but no, I for one, I absolutely love spicy food.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, you know, I didn't really have an appreciation for that. I thought, you know, it was an unending pain. But as I sort of grew up and tried new things, I sort of became a real deep passion for spicy foods. And I definitely got it from that lamb korma.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was on fire on the inside.
Yeah, your lamb korma was a killer. it truly was.
But hey, you're Rogan Josh. That was no pushover either.
That wasn't a pushover, but, you know, I was in the mood to just sort of chill and relax with my meal. And the Rogan Josh, I sort of did. When I was having your korma,
mm-hmm.
I was fighting a bit.
Yeah. you were struggling just a little bit?
No, just a little. I felt I could have done a whole one of those, but I was just more wanting to just have something that had a nice zest to it.
Oh, yeah. I understand. I understand completely. But anyway, more about the chicken dish that our friend actually let us share. That was definitely not on the spicy side. That was more of a flavorful experience.
Yeah,
there.
You can't describe the flavor,
mm-hmm.
but it was very much like almost something, like, imagine trying to get, like, if Buffalo Wild Wings had, like, an Indian flavor to it. That was, like, you know, obviously that is doing it such injustice to describe it like that.
Yeah, that hurt a little on the inside.
Knocks Buffalo Wild Wings out of the park. But it was very mild, but it still had that, like, flavor of India within
mm-hmm.
it.
Absolutely. And this was a dry dish. Like, what we got, the Rogan Josh and the korma, those were incredibly saucy. That's where a lot of the real Indian herbs and spices came in, and wow. But it still managed to pay off. I still got that that Indian sense to it.
Mm-hmm.
I still got that wonderful like punch of herbs and spices, and it was pretty good.
It was really good. Our friend couldn't finish it, so I gladly did myself.
Doing your part.
I was doing going above and beyond for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyway, you know, once we wrapped up our dinner, we decided to move on to dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what was that drink you got? It was like a mango lassi, but also it wasn't.
It was like a rose pink like drink.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called exactly. But
it was rose milk.
Yes, it was rose milk. So it was so good. It tasted like strawberry, and
mm-hmm.
it was just, it was great. I always love strawberry stuff, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and what my friend and I, we actually got, we went a little more of a different route.
tree for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice of them.
Oh, yes. And
she couldn't finish the mango rice pudding. I took like 3/4 of hers, and wow, that was so good.
What a perfect end for
yeah.
such a fiery meal. It was light. It felt very fresh. I mean, it had actual, like, you know, pieces of diced up mango in there. And, ooh, wow. It just was a perfect way to top off that evening when it came to kind of that fiery, fiery meal.
Yeah, I mean, it really, it was like a palate cleanser in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of all the spice sort of dissipated after having it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, after that, you know, we sort of took a look at what we had to pay for, literally, and you know, everything was pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it was reasonable. We also ordered takeout for one of our other friends, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think it came more than like $30 a pop.
Yeah,
I would even say that. Yeah, I think that's probably where it came out too.
Yeah, I mean, like the lamb dishes. That was like, it was a little bit there. It was like maybe $14-15,
yeah.
But you get a lot of food. You get a whole tray
of food, and you get a whole tray of rice with it.
Yep, absolutely. And it really was substantial. It was sort of like, you know, that usually that you have that trade-off between quantity and quality.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, you actually got to have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, you got the whole package with this.
But yeah, I think we can safely say that we all sort of left that feeling utterly satisfied.
I felt stuffed, like, leaving that, having, like, a meal and a half from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then the next day happened.
Yeah, next day for me, I'm working out at the gym, and, you know, the stomach starts hurting. But besides that, that wasn't horrible compared to other foods.
Oh no, nothing like that. But yeah, I definitely like woke up. I was actually feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave myself a big morning stretch, and then I heard a gurgle in my stomach. And yeah, it really put me through its paces.
Yeah.
That entire day. But you know what? I don't regret a single thing.
No, I don't either.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a bit of a funny story of when I was eating Indian with my family. It threw us, actually, all of us in for a loop.
Oh, goodness.
For, like, the next couple of days. And I think it was, like, maybe 2 days after, I was actually complaining. I was complaining to my mom, like, oh, man, that really, really hurt.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'll ever be able to eat again. And I'm saying this as I'm cooking up the leftovers. So, you know, I never learned a thing.
No. You came back for more. I'm always willing to pick a fight with it.
What can I say? I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yep.
But no, it was it's such a really fantastic experience. And hey, you know, they actually use PAR dollars.
Yeah, if you're from Lafayette,
mm-hmm.
go there. They take your PAR dollars. I think it's a great use of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're an RA, you get lots of PAR dollars. So I recommend going there. Great money that you get to spend. And I,
mm-hmm.
So if you want to take the walk or the drive down the hill, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and definitely a bang for your buck.
Yeah, even if you don't have PAR dollars, it is so worth it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something unique.
Yeah.
You know, college food, you know, it gets the job done. It feeds 2,700 students,
yeah.
But the fact that we are, you know, right next to a city that has so many different restaurants and cultures and communities all condensed on this little area right next to New Jersey. You know, it's truly remarkable that we have that that experience to get our feet wet in different cultures.
All right by a circle.
Exactly, right by the main circle.
Right by the main circle, there's so much food. Yeah, and, you know, with dining halls, as Jack said, they get your job done, you know, the uppers, the marquees,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you get tired of it after a bit, and I definitely recommend going downtown and trying out different restaurants.
Absolutely, and a lot of these local businesses actually support Lafayette in a lot of different ways. Sometimes Lafayette will have a big food truck event, and they'll actually get businesses from Easton to come up here and serve food for the students. always absolutely packed.
Yeah, I mean, the food trucks, you have to get there like an hour or two in advance.
At least.
You won't be getting food if you can.
But, no, they have a lot of fantastic options. And it's, I like to think of it as a fantastic way for Lafayette and the overall Lafayette student body to maintain integrated with the Easton community.
Yeah, make sure, you know, you have the means or you can just go down and support them. They support us, and it should be a mutual relationship.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I hear all too often from old high school friends about their campuses either butting horns with the local community or maintaining completely isolated from that. But I think Lafayette is pretty unique in that sense because we are actually more integrated than people might realize.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a walk down a hill.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, literally, like, yeah. You can get to you can go down to Easton, grab breakfast, and go up the Arts Trail and get your morning workout in.
Yeah.
Not a lot of colleges can do that.
No. Not many. So connected to the community.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we're going to take a quick break and get a chance to, you know, get a drink, go to the restroom. In the meantime, we'll give you a couple of cooking tunes to sort of keep you occupied for the moment. We'll be right back.
In our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. Mm-hmm. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italia. babe. Brenda and Eddie were still going steady in the summer of 75 when they decided the marriage would be at the end of July. Everyone said they were crazy. Brenda, you know that you're much too lazy, and Eddie could never afford to live that kind of life. Brenda and Eddie goodbye. Oh, oh, oh. Well, they got an apartment with deep park carpets and a couple of paintings from Sears. A big water bed that they bought with the bread they saved for a couple of years. They started to fight when the money got tight and they just didn't count on the tears. Oh, 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 oh.
It was not the first time we've actually had their food.
I have had their food. I've been in person there a couple times last year. And I remember right before the semester started, Jack and I actually got delivery from Tandoori, which was it was fantastic. I mean, I got the I get the Rogan Josh every time, so I'm not really comparing anything to anything, but it was just great. But I remember Jack, he was feeling some pain after the meal we had when we got delivery from them.
Yeah, so about that, during that time, probably like maybe a week ago, I was recovering from a little bit of food poisoning from somewhere else, out of state, I can't even remember, but foolishly decided that that was a good time to try spicy Indian food again. I was wrong. It whooped my butt.
Yeah, you were in pain, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I
felt bad.
I think it was like a little bit of shock therapy for me. Like I hadn't had anything so spicy like that for so long, and actually the first couple of bites I had, I already got the hiccups.
Yeah.
Like it was it was pretty bad.
Did you have the korma again, or what did you get time if you did?
I think I got the korma again, so I feel like this time that we had going in person, that was sort of my redemption arc,
yeah.
To come back and go forth and conquer.
You passed the redemption arc.
you know, I try. But yeah, anyway, so how would you recommend Tandoori Grill?
I would definitely recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially even if you're just trying Indian food for the first time, get something no spice, or get mild. Just have it be in your system. Get it. It's so different compared to French food,
mm-hmm.
Italian food, any of those European foods. You know, it's just so different. But I think you have to experience it at least once. And I think Tandoori is a wonderful place for you to have your first time there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I would 100% recommend this to people. It's not for the faint of heart, admittedly. It is very heavy, very flavorful, very spicy food. But if you prepare for that and you know exactly what you're getting into, then you know it is going to be worth it.
And if you really like spicy food, I highly recommend there. But, you know, I think compared to most places, they jack up their spice level by,
mm-hmm.
like, one. And so it really provides a good sort of challenge almost when you go there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a lot of other restaurants, traditionally, like, you know, American restaurants, their definition of spice is just amp up the pain. But I think with other restaurants like Tandoori Grill, it is focused pain, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's like when you get your super hot wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, it's almost not fun to eat those. It just feels like you're hitting a wall of pain without flavor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While foods like this, you have so much flavor, but it's, you know, it's definitely overwhelming, but that's part of the fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You can still get a lot of that, pain, but, you know, it's a good pain. It's a slow burn, and you can still get all the flavors from the spices, flavor from the your decided meat, and it is overall I cannot even express enough how much I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great flavor blast, I think is the best word to describe it. you're brought into, you're experiencing another culture with this, and I think that's a very important thing to recognize while you're having this food, even if you might not like it the first time. You should still try it again, because it really is, you're trying a whole different culture, and to have it just once and base your entire perspective off that is unfair.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think if anything I hope people take away from this is, you know, go out and try something new. I think it's very often that that we just fall into monotonous habits, and I'm no exception. I've always gone to the dining halls in Lafayette.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like with this, I feel like it's a fantastic opportunity to not only get out there and take a risk, but also, you know, invite other people to take that risk with me, like you. You
yeah.
decided to go out with this, decided to be the first guest on this show.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. It's a fantastic opportunity. Just try something new. Make sure, you know, you're in college, or for those that aren't in college, you know, if you're still living.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure to do something to break that cycle of monotony.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, well, yeah. Hard to really go after that. So I would definitely say, if you are looking to spice up your life, both literally and metaphorically, you know, try out Tandoori Grill. You know, it's run in Easton, run by really, really good people. It is nice, and everything is, it tastes fresh. It tastes delicious, and oh, so incredibly flavorful. And it's at a good price, too.
Yeah, great price.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, that's sort of like the big hurdle for a lot of people to overcome is that a lot of these, a lot of exotic cuisines, you know, there's usually a high price hurdle for, you know, such high quality food.
Yeah.
But for this, you know, you get high quality at such a reasonable price.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can get from there at that price. You really can just get whatever you want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. And everything, it is one size fits all, like, in terms of the food you can get. You know, there's everything for those who want it. If you're not interested in meat, you can have a whole array of vegetarian options. If you want to go the more seafood route, you can go there. If you want something not as intense on flavor, you know, switch over to a chicken dish. You can add all sorts of different appetizers. There are soups. There are so many, like, fun, flavorful desserts and drinks to choose from. And it's fun.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely have to try.
Like, even if you go for, like, dinner for two, like, it is a fun experience.
Yeah.
You can, and I think that's probably, like, the best way I can imagine, you know, experiencing this is have a bunch of people order a bunch of different things
and
share it. Like, that is the most exciting experience you can have with a restaurant like this, because, you know, everything comes out in individual portions, and you can you can pay your dues and just walk away. But, you know, why stop there? Why stop?
It comes in it doesn't come on its own plate. You know, it comes on its own little, like, holder, so
mm-hmm.
that you can each take a spoonful of it.
Yeah,
and just mix and match.
Mm-hmm.
You want.
You know, maybe you want us to sit back and, you know, just handle a ordinary level of spice, switch to something mild, or maybe you want to be bold and take that risk, get the Indian spicy. And, you know, I think that's probably, if there's anything to take away, you know, have fun with people.
Yeah, make sure, you know, during these times, we're still in the middle of this crazy pandemic, hopefully at the tail end of it, but
mm-hmm.
make sure if you want to have fun, do something like that that's safe, in a good environment, and you can do it with people you know. And
mm-hmm.
make sure to reconnect with those people.
Absolutely. So you heard it here first. You know, I think we are both very avid fans of Tandoor Grill. Definitely recommend. It is on 9th on North 3rd Street in Easton, Pennsylvania, right there in the middle of the in the circle.
Yeah.
And you
right
know,
before the circle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Parking might be a little bit of an issue, but, you know, if you want to play it safe and go to one of the parking garages, or, you know, be bold and try to find some street parking, that is completely up to you. Well, you know, I think, Zach, I think we're going to go ahead and sign off now. Thank you so much for being my little guinea pig
for
the day.
Thank you for having me, Jack. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, as the guest, is there any place you'd recommend we check out next time?
Oh, I mean, I've been everywhere in town. I could give you a list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just throw a dart on the little circle, and then where you land, go for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thanks again. Thanks so much, everybody, for coming and listening to two dudes talk about Indian food for about 40 minutes. You know, I think this pandemic has got us all a little bit exhausted over hunkering down and sticking with ordinary foods like your non-perishables. But, you know, I think it's a good time to go out and try something new. It's a great way to not only, you know, expose yourself to other cultures, but also get that sense of normalcy back. I think that's probably the best way I could possibly describe it. It is a great way to feel like everything is going to be okay. And until next week, everyone, take care. Don't forget to take care of each other and stay safe out there. Thank you.